The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good, and so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Okay, so all week long, we've been taking our Gospel reading from John chapter 6, which is known as the Bread of Life Discourse. Hope you already knew that. Okay. The most important text in the entire Bible, speaking to us about the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus' greatest gift to us, no less than the gift of himself. Now, when I speak about the Blessed Sacrament to non-Catholics, and I tell them what we believe, namely, that this which appears to be a little piece of bread is actually Jesus Christ himself, truly present, I find I get one of two reactions from them, okay? Either they think I'm bat guano crazy, okay? And that's fine, all right? Or they're absolutely fascinated by that idea. And among those who are absolutely fascinated by what we believe about the Blessed Sacrament, there's always follow-up questions that are something along the lines of this: I wish I could believe that. Can you share your faith with me? Convince me that that is true. Okay, now, whenever we talk about what we believe as Catholics, it always has something to do with the following question: what have Christians believed from the beginning? No matter what it is, right? It's always related to that question. What have Christians believed from the very beginning? But with the Blessed Sacrament now, there's two things in particular I'd just like to tell you about, okay? To help us understand why we believe what we believe. Because it's astonishing. It really is. Astonishing. Pope John Paul II issued an encyclical letter, Ecclesia de Eucharistia, in which he said that the proper response to the Blessed Sacrament is amazement, honestly. So two things. Number one, it's because Jesus himself has told us so. And number two, it's because of the great effects it has in the lives of those who believe this. Okay, so let's take a quick look at each one of those two. First of all, this is what Jesus himself has taught us. To put it in the words of St. Thomas Aquinas, truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. 12 times in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "I am the bread who's come down from heaven." 4 times he says, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood." Now, whenever there's been any question about what Jesus has said in the past, he always clarifies himself. And this time, Jesus does not clarify himself. He repeats himself. He doesn't back down. He doubles down. And even our gospel writer John frames the whole question at the very beginning here. He says, you know, the Jews quarreled among themselves saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" You know, the last time that phrase existed in the Bible, the Jews quarreled among themselves, it was in the book of Exodus, when Moses told the people about the manna from heaven. The Jews quarreled among themselves. And here's John framing this whole issue with Jesus being the real Moses, ourselves being the real journeyers through the desert to the real promised land, which is the kingdom of heaven, and fed by the real manna, which is no less than Jesus Christ himself. There's so many ways in which I could explain this, but honestly, this is what Jesus himself has taught us. The second thing we want to think about when this question comes up is the effect that it's had in the lives of those who believe. By its fruit, you'll know the value of the tree. And quite simply, every saint, since records have been kept in the process of canonization, without exception, has expressed this belief in the Blessed Sacrament. Now, either all of them are the most deluded fools, or these people, who themselves are the very cream of humanity, are onto something. I think about Saint Cyprian, who back in the 3rd century told the story of what Christians in prison awaiting their own execution would do. They would ask invariably for the Blessed Sacrament because they said, if I can only receive Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, I will be able to face even the most gruesome death. Now, I ask you, were they onto something or were they completely deluded fools? You look at the great goodness of those who believe this, and it becomes a very, very compelling argument. So think about that. When people leave the Catholic faith, the very first thing they abandon is their belief in the Blessed Sacrament. And if they don't, invariably, they always come back. I know about a priest who not only left the priesthood, he also left the Catholic faith and became a Mormon. Now, that's a long way to go, okay? But one day, a friend of his, another priest, called him on the phone and said, honestly, answer me this one question. How can you turn your back on the Blessed Sacrament that is Jesus himself? And he didn't have an answer for that. And given time and given patience, he came back both to the priesthood and to the Catholic faith. As a little personal reflection, I just ask you to consider this. We have very bad days in our lives, don't we? Very bad days. Very great challenges, much suffering. But any day of your life in which you have received Jesus himself into your soul by receiving the Eucharist, that's a pretty darn good day. Just a little something to think about, right? When most people leave this world, they leave behind a last will and testament. Christ did one much better than that. He left behind himself. Study it, think about it, pray about it, but don't you ever doubt it. Our Lord meant exactly what he said. I am the bread of life, and whoever eats this bread will live forever. Amen.